Good morning, Dale. And I have to start with breaking news this morning. Your ACM nomination for large market personality.
Well, it's not my nomination. It is our nomination.
Our, but your name is at the helm. I am so proud of you guys. I just have one word of advice for you. Get your tux ready.
Well, we'll see what happens. I've been nominated by the ACM several times, 8 times by the CMA, and I have never won. In fact, one of the other nominees is the morning show in Indianapolis, and I think they beat me twice for the CMAs. They are tough competition.
So okay, this is your time.
I've already rehearsed the speech. It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yes, it is.
By the way, we're going to celebrate tonight, Los Cabos. It is the Alan Jackson pre-party, and now we've got even something more to celebrate. So I want everybody to come there between 5 and 7 tonight before the Alan Jackson concert over at Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. We are going to have a big time.
You better limit how many drinks you let people buy for you. Just a little note of caution. So Us Weekly says Carrie Underwood's trying to have another baby. That's why we haven't seen her. But you have to keep in mind they're essentially a tabloid. Take it with a grain of salt. The next few weeks, we'll hear Carrie's new single, The Champion, a lot as it plays during the Winter Olympics that start tonight. Dierks Bentley was just a guest designer for Nashville's Hutton Hotel's new writer's rooms. Dierks is from Phoenix, so his room includes a slate tile native to Arizona. He's got Navajo area rugs and a Martin guitar from his own collection hanging up. The room includes a recording studio with top-of-the-line gear. It costs $350 a day, and Dierks is using the room studio now to record vocals for his upcoming album. That's pretty cool to design. Oh, what would be, if you designed a room, what's one thing you'd have to have in there?
Well, of course, I'd have to have my G.I. Joe action figure collection.
Oh, really?
They're not dolls. They're not dolls. No, I have a collection. You didn't know that?
No.
I have hundreds of them.
Really?
When my oldest son came to my house after I had all the cases put in, he walked into my office where they're on display now, and he said, somebody has a problem.
Or somebody stole all my toys as a child. Oh, my goodness. It looks like the side band Miranda Lambert formed 7 years ago, Pistol Annie's, is the priority this year. She group texted bandmates Ashley Monroe and Angelina Presley half a song. Then they each sent a verse back, and in 3 minutes, they'd written a tune. The only thing Miranda will confirm is this year they'll be doing some writing together.
I wonder if the Pistol Annies will be part of the St. Patrick's Day show at the Sprint Center.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I love those girls. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.